Next, carers, extraordinary people, hidden heroes who look after their loved ones with little fanfare and huge sacrifice. Well, later this afternoon, those people will be recognised at the Family Carer of the Year Awards in Dublin. We'll be talking to Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland in a moment. But before that, let's hear the stories of two of those carers. First, our reporter Sheila Nocton spoke to 22-year-old Scott Rumgay from Tralee in County Kerry, who cares full time for his mum Aileen, who has terminal brain cancer.
Well, in March 2025, my mum, she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, stage 4 glioblastoma, and shortly after I finished college in May, I became her full time carer. Honestly, it wasn't a hard decision at all to make. You know, I felt it was just what I had to do as a son. You know, all that my mother's done for me, it's the least I can do.
So what is your day-to-day life like, and how does it differ from your friends or other young people around you?
I suppose it would differ significantly since they're, you know, studying, focusing on work and college, things of this nature. But one blessing that I get from it is to spend a lot of time with my mum. We go to the gym together, we go to mass, you know, we spend a lot of time together. And my caring duties aren't really intensive as of yet. It's just driving her to appointments, checking medication, making meals from time to time. It's great to be nominated and put forward for such a great award, you know, but honestly, I don't feel like, you know, my case is anything special. Like,
is there anything that the state or the government could do to make things maybe easier for you as a carer or your family?
Increased carer allowance payments and faster process and speed, because I was waiting, for example, in my case, I was on the waiting list for 6 months, like, trying to get my payment approved. And in that time, we were just on my mum's disability payment.
Sheila also talked to Alison McManus from Dublin. She cares for her autistic daughters, Holly and Kayla, while managing her own health after two cancer diagnoses.
So I became a carer when Holly was, gosh, she was very young, 2.5. I just noticed kind of different signs, different, I suppose, peculiarities. She was doing different things. And of course, you Google things and you find out then, oh, there's signs there for autism. So we got her assessed very young, and she was diagnosed at just under 3. So the same with Kayla. She, same kind of signs, just differences, brought her to be assessed. And she was also diagnosed with autism then, just under 3.
And what kind of responsibilities do you have as a carer? How much care do they require?
So they're both very, very different. Holly is verbal, Kayla is non-verbal. Kayla would have a lot more, I suppose, challenges than Holly. She gets very frustrated. If I don't understand her needs, she'll get very frustrated. She'll have a lot of emotional outbursts. She loves to be outdoors, whereas Holly loves to be indoors. She loves to be in her pajamas and indoors. So it's very difficult to try and manage the both of their needs because they're so different. They don't sleep great. Holly sleeps in with me and Kayla sleeps in with Dad. And it's been like that for 2 years now. So it's very, very difficult.
You also have had some healthcare issues yourself over the years and things you're still managing now. So tell me a bit about that and also how you manage that within your life and within caring.
So I was diagnosed with bowel cancer when I was 21. And that was a huge shock to myself and the family. So I had some chemotherapy, some surgery, and then fast forward 10 years, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. We discovered that I have a rare gene. There's actually only 2 people in Ireland that have this gene. So I go for a lot of surveillance, a lot of scans, a lot of colonoscopies, brain scans, blood tests. So yeah, it's very, very challenging to try and, I suppose, manage that for myself.
If there was one thing that the state or the government could do to help you and your family, what would you say that is?
Oh, wow. There's a lot the state could do. But I think for me, the one thing that stands out is to maybe abolish the threshold, the means test for carer's allowance. I work and my husband works and I'm part-time, but we're just slightly over the threshold for the means test. So there's a lot of carers out there that are working for, I suppose, normality in their lives as well. And if we had the carer's allowance, you know, it would be just so much easier to be able to care.
Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland is on the line now. Catherine, the incredible moving stories there from Scott and Alison. And because people like them, they're carers in their own homes behind closed doors, we seldom hear from them. Highlighting what they do is so important today, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And that is why we have the Lidl Family Care of the Year Awards. It's about, firstly, recognising family carers like Scott and Alison. It's about saying thank you for what you do. But it is absolutely about raising awareness amongst everybody in society, and particularly in government, that family carers need more support. They cannot and they shouldn't have to do it on their own. But the reality is, thousands of them are. So for us, these awards are really, really important in putting that pressure back on government, forcing them or pushing them to, I suppose, do what they said they would do in their programme for government. They said they would abolish the means test for carers allowance. That's come up with both of the speakers there. And they've moved towards that significantly. But we need to see that happen quickly. They have also said in the programme for government that they would fully fund what we call the carer's guarantee, which is that every carer should have access to supports and services in their community when and where they need them. Services such as respite, training, information, counselling, emotional support. And yet that hasn't happened either. So this is really a call to action for the government that you need to step up. We need to support our family carers. They're saving or say 20 billion euro every single year, but they cannot keep doing it unless they get the supports that they need.
Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the day. It's certainly worth celebrating our carers. It's now 8:58.